This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You think you have a housing crisis? Try being in Hurricane Alley this year with an alphabet soup of tropical storms heading your way. What's it like to be a real estate agent in a hurricane zone? With all the talk about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and bailouts and Hurricane Ike on the horizon, we decided to ask a real estate agent directly. Lizette Miller is a realtor for Coldwell Banker in the Florida Keys. Lizette, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
I mean, you got your sunsets and your sunrises there on the Florida Keys. Those are really positive for real estate. But what do you do in this kind of a situation? Does real estate sales stop during hurricane season?
Well, actually, it does not. This is our slow time of the year for, you know, our season is off right now. But on Friday, I showed property all day and got back to my office right before 5, and my manager and the receptionist just start bringing in all the magazine racks and wrapping all the computers and faxes and phones and plastic bags. And I actually had a buyer there, and we were writing a contract. And
while you were packing up.
Yeah. The adrenaline through the office was just, it was electrifying. And we're writing the contract, and my manager says to the buyer, "Wow, you sure pick a heck of a time to buy a house, dude."
Well, do you get a price break if you buy in the middle of a Cat 3?
No, not really. There's about 4,500 properties for sale right now in the Florida Keys. And actually, there's a lot of buyers. It's a buyer's market right now, and the hurricane doesn't seem to stop them. Luckily, he was still in town before they did the mandatory evacuation.
Well, let me ask a question. I mean, you've been in this business for a while. Does it take a special kind of person to buy a valuable property in the middle of a hurricane zone?
Yeah, I believe it does. Most of the buyers do. They do come to the Keys for second homes, but it's such a unique place that it doesn't seem to stop them. We were just under another evacuation about 10 days ago with Faye.
But you can tell somebody that who doesn't have the stomach for this kind of brinksmanship with the weather when you're interviewing people to buy property, right?
Yes. Oh yeah. Yep. And then, you know, fortunately that, you know, they're not closing right now, so you can't get hurricane insurance during the, you know, when we're in the cone. So luckily, you know, they can put contracts in, but luckily there's not, you know, trying to close during the storm.
So you can't even get insurance during the storm.
No, not when the Florida Keys gets put on the map in the cone.
The insurance goes away.
Right.
Well, you know, we've been asking people about their musical preferences and what that says about their self-esteem. Apparently, scientifically, people who listen to jazz have high self-esteem. You know, I'm just sensing that you have pretty high self-esteem there, Lizette. What kind of music do you like?
I pretty much like all music.
So you're very open. You're kind of like me.
Yeah.
You have a really open personality.
I pretty much like all music. Just switch around.
All right. Well, what preparations are you making today?
Well, actually, today I don't even think we're really going to have to put the shutters up so far. I saw it this morning. It's a Category 2 right now. I'm just going to pick up the yard, and I have all the supplies already, and just wait for the rain. We're already getting a few. You can feel like the wind's picking up definitely right now.
And when the sky's clear, you just rip open those bags and start making those cold calls again, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back to work probably Wednesday morning.
All right. Lizette Miller, realtor for Coldwell Banker in the Florida Keys. Thanks for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.